Sometimes when you step up to the plate and you're looking, bearing down at the pitcher, and they throw the ball of Christmas episodes to you, you hit it and it shatters into a million pieces because we're apparently only covering one Christmas episode tonight. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the More You Nerd, your new favorite podcast. My name is Drew, and I am here to Hoho Tokusatsu talk about some Japanese Christmas specials from their superhero shows. But I can't do it myself. I need a Japanese police robot to help me. Miles, how are you?
I'm doing all right. Just literally got back from doing a little Christmas excursion of my own to see my mom for the holidays. So I'm definitely kind of really feeling the Christmas spirit now, which is more than I can say for Kamen Rider.
So, you know, what we got a bunch of hits on this. And apparently a lot of the really great Christmas episodes to some of these shows are from shows that we didn't watch when we were covering Kamen Rider and Super Sentai. So we've avoided a little bit of those episodes, and today's the day when we pay that price, because we watched two episodes. We watched episode 11 of Kamen Rider Gaim, The Truth Behind the Christmas Game, which when you search that, oh, that looks like a Christmas episode. And it has very, very, very little to do with Christmas. We're not going to be talking about it very much. However, great episode. But we are going to be spending probably most of our time going back to the Lupin Ranger versus Pot Rangers, episode 45, Looking Forward to Christmas. So let's get down to it, Miles. Let's talk about Kamen Rider Gaim, because this show was so weird and so interesting. And
I love Gaim so much. Like, and that was one of the reasons why I was like, okay, it does have a Christmas episode. Cool. Because I have loved Gaim ever since I saw that one first compilation video we all shared in like 2013 or whatever it was, with the kind of showcasing the fruit theme, which I still think is just so cool and so unique and so weird.
And we get a bunch of other fruits in this that we hadn't seen before. I believe this is the debut of the watermelon.
Weird because I think it's the debut for Gaim to use it. Maybe because I was reading a little bit about it, and because it says the first and last episode, but it's not the first and last episode that the actual what's the word
they
the fruit. Suika, the watermelon arms, as it's known here, but it's the super gigantic armor Suika arms. It's the first and only time that I think Gaim uses it. I believe you do see other riders and other iterations of it in the future, but this is the first and only time that Gaim actually uses it. And spoiler alert, that thing is cool.
I was not sold on it at first, but then when he started rolling around, it was awesome. We get a lot more others, some of them which we'd seen. I believe we'd seen Banana before. We got the key lime bad guy, which is always great. Are acorns a fruit?
I don't know.
Like, I don't know. It's like, it could be considered a fruit. And, you know, like kind of like how tomatoes are a fruit.
Right.
Like, we always classify them as vegetables, even though they're a fruit. Like, you'd never put a tomato in your fruit salad. But
so it's considered a nut. I don't know if nuts are considered fruits.
Fair. We are introduced to a ton of riders that we have missed, because, again, we only covered, I think, two episodes of Kamen Rider Gaim, because that was the two that were available when we legally when we watched it.
Breaking news. Nuts are fruits.
Wouldn't you know it?
I know that should be like a basic no-duh thing, but I didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't know either. that so apparently so this episode takes place at Christmas, and we know that because at one point early on in the episode, two Kamen Riders that I don't know if we had met before this when we watched the episode when we watched this show last year. One of them says that Christmas is when a patisserie is at their busiest. To which I said out loud, "Yeah, we know. We just because of that other Kamen Rider."
Which I wonder if when X-Aid came out, like, was somehow a reference to that. Like, I wonder if they keep making that reference.
Again, it's one of those things where because it's Japan, cake seems to be a big deal at Christmas.
Sure. It's just the way that that went. About it, just it sounded like almost like XA was like lifting that directly. So I wonder if it's like an ongoing joke or something.
Maybe it is. I don't know. But that was the only episode or the only mention of Christmas in the entire episode that is the truth behind the Christmas game until the end of the episode when the dance team, because remember, they're all in dance teams,
yeah.
Dances at a Christmas party at the end. Those are the only two references to Christmas. I was horribly disappointed. Could we have not gotten mistletoe arms?
Sugar plum arms.
Sugar plum arms.
Even something like wild, like, I don't know, chestnuts.
Chestnut arms. Yeah, nuts or fruits. We got that. We got it.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I think, you know, it seems like Kamen Rider is less concerned with making Christmas episodes overall. That said, even when we watched X-Aid, like that 15 minutes was very Christmas focused.
And X-Aid was several years after this. So it's
I understand that.
It's possible that they did that. But again, the other thing is the schedule at which these shows are released. For the Super Sentai shows, it's always at the end of the series.
Right.
And at the Kamen Rider shows, it's always at the beginning of the series. This was episode 11 of the show. They're still doing world building. And I get why it's not that big a deal. I get it.
Yeah.
I was just disappointed because I liked Gaim so much and I wanted to revisit. And let me rephrase. This episode was great. There was a lot of
It's a very cool episode. Even though I feel like I'm dropped in the middle, like without the context of what's going on, because I haven't watched Gaim in about a year and a half, and I only watched the first. I own it, but like I've watched at least the first 8 episodes, so I kind of had some inkling. This episode's awesome. It's action packed. It's super fun. You get to see a lot of different suits. You get see a lot of different suits fight one another. You
got a lot of story reveals about what's going on.
Yeah, and just even from a basic, like, these suits are great, and just seeing so many of them in a singular episode, and I know that's kind of part of Gaim's deal, but, like, it's not that I forget, because I think Bandai released a new Gaim Orange Figure Arts this year. I mean, I just love that suit. It's such a cool, novel concept. It's so weird and so fun. And yeah, this episode is fantastic as a Kamen Rider Gaim episode, as a Kamen Rider episode, as a Christmas episode. I have to say, it's a bump of coal in my stocking.
Yeah, and again, we talk about more of this episode if we weren't focusing on the Christmas of it. But the Christmas of it is just,
It's a non-factor.
It's the single line and the dance at the end, which they do show them practicing that dance in the middle of the episode. And every time they're practicing the dance in the middle of the episode, there is no music playing. They are just doing dance moves and like,
well, they're just doing choreography.
Yeah, they're doing choreography, but you got to time it to music. That's what dancing is. It was weird.
It is, but I know with the dance troops and stuff, sometimes they do things to counts as opposed to the actual music. So that you're following your count as opposed to the beat itself. It's weird. It was odd, but like I didn't really hold it that much against it. I was just bummed out that we didn't get some crazy Gaim Christmas suit after, you know, X-Aid really spoiled us in that department.
Would have been nice.
That said, but what Super was- Sentai
What was nice? Yeah, Kamen Rider Gaim on the naughty list for Christmas episodes, but Lupin Ranger versus Pot Ranger, episode 45, Looking Forward to Christmas. Oh, Miles.
I was already going to like this because I love LVP. Like, it's something I watched a lot of when it came out. And even when we did it for Notice Me Sentai, you know, I was so on board with this show. And they gave us a Christmas episode, an actual Christmas episode that is all about Christmas.
Miles, when we talked about this the last couple of weeks, what were my determinations of what I wanted out of these episodes?
You wanted weird Christmas things.
I wanted Christmas to be a major focus of the episode.
Right.
And I wanted it to be a distinctly Japanese take on Christmas.
Yes.
And we got that with Kakuranger Ranger last week.
Boy, howdy did we.
With the Santa Polearm Squad, the security Santas. Just talking about that on Discord today was so funny.
Yeah. So one of our users was like, listened to the episode today was like, and said, like, Santa Polearms is not something I expected to hear today, and I'm so happy about it.
So when we have this Christmas episode, which takes one facet of the Japanese take on Christmas and makes that the format for the entire episode, I'm right mm-hmm. here for it.
And what facet is that, Drew?
So we are introduced to the green Pot Ranger, Sakuya, who is being invited, and actually his whole Pot Ranger team is being invited to a Christmas party at a local kindergarten. And he, of course, promises that he will bring a big chicken dish because chicken is required at Christmas. It is the Christmas chicken promise. That is a line from the episode, and I am here for it.
I am here for it because it is also the core of the episode. Like, even the villain ties into this idea, and I love it. And I also love that, like, okay, so we are, I guess because maybe we watched this more recently, but like, we are 40 plus episodes from the last episode of LVP that we watched. And so it was kind of fun seeing some things, like trying to put context, like, so within the last 40 episodes, the citizens, like the secret identities of the Pot Rangers and the Lupin Rangers have become some sort of friends.
They know, or acquaintances. They know each other. In fact, Pot Ranger Green goes to the cafe that all of the Lupin Rangers work at to enlist their help, specifically the Blue Ranger, who is the chef at the cafe, to make this chicken dish for the kindergarten.
And then we also have the Six Ranger, the yes. X Ranger.
So the X Ranger, who is named Noel, funny. For us in America, at least, who is apparently a descendant of Lupin or something like that. I couldn't tell, but he is constantly quoting French things, French words and things like that.
And going to France.
and takes a magical Pot Ranger train to France twice in the episode. Once to get a cake. Yes. Once again, cake is mentioned. And another to go get some chicken, because why does he need to go all the way to France to get chicken? Because of the gangler monster. I can't pronounce its name other than knowing that it's like two names.
It's Samon. Yeah.
It's Samon. And he's got like a whole big last name that I don't know. Basically, this gangler monster is a giant bonehead salmon monster whose whole goal is to take all of the chicken in town and make it disappear so that salmon can be served in its place.
And because he thinks salmon is the superior dish, not because he wants to take joy away from people.
Why don't you want to have salmon instead?
I also love the B plot joke the entire time is that the Red Lupin Ranger's like, that's pretty good.
Nobody's upset about it. I mean, spoiler warning for the end of the episode, they do get deliver some chicken to the kindergarten in a single chicken dish at the end, but they also serve a bunch of salmon too, because it's still good.
Yeah, because like, so there's when he first appears, he like steals everyone's chicken and then throws like grilled salmon at them. And I'm trying to remember the Red Looper Ranger's name.
Kyrie.
He's kind of chomping down and goes, yeah, pretty good. Like, no questions asked. And this is how I was able to tell from context whether or not, because I mean, it's revealed later that the actual answer, but again, hadn't watched this episode or this show since the, you know, single digit numbers. I didn't know if maybe the Green Ranger knew the Lupin Rangers were the Lupin Rangers. Nope. They're just friends. So he never gets involved when the Green Ranger's getting his butt kicked.
When the battle starts, the Green Ranger's like, oh, Kyrie, get over there. Stay safe. And then he transforms and fights the monster by himself while Kyrie just sits there eating some salmon.
And I do like it that it seems like that it's not just a ploy. The Lupin Rangers generally seem to like at least the two of the Patch Rangers.
Yes. Which is fun.
And like I do like this aspect a lot, because you know we do get information that like, oh, there's some connection between some of these people that have been missing and what's been going on now. And you know, you get the reveal. This is kind of the stinger of the episode,
which I was surprised to see this as the stinger of the episode, because I was like, one, it's way late in the series and I didn't expect it to last this, because there's only like 50,
yeah, me too, but like, yeah, you've only got six episodes left, so yeah, you gotta start wrapping stuff up, so this is kind of cool. Yeah.
So so while the Lupin Rangers and the Green Pat Ranger are trying to fight this monster to restore chicken to fulfill the Christmas chicken promise, Christmas means chicken. I love all this. I love it all. The Pat Rangers on the other two Pat Rangers are in their office, just kind of working overtime to try to figure out. Apparently, there have been some people that had been replaced by Gangler copies, and they're trying to piece together sort of who they were. And at the last moments of the episode, the Red Pat Ranger has figured out a pattern that there is a connection for three of the people that all disappeared to his three friends from the cafe. And oh my gosh, it can't
Could
be.
They be?
Could they be? And lights out. I love it. I love it.
It's a great stinger for the episode. And it kind of gives, it's a great note to leave on. The salmon fights are really fun. I like this implication that the Red Lupin Ranger has a crush on the Green Patch Ranger. Because Kyrie like starts making fun of her, makes kissy faces. It's when they're kind of hiding in their regular Lupin like thief outfits, and she makes some comment about him. And oh, Kyrie is like,
I think you said that the Red Lupin Ranger had the crush on Green, but you meant the yellow Lupin Ranger had
the crush. Yes, yellow. Did I say red?
I heard red. I don't know whether you said it or not. I was confused, but that was fun. That was funny as he's doing the kissy faces and then the very comedic slamming the suitcase on
Yes. And we get like a lot of cool mecha action, because I hadn't seen some of these mechas.
This is the thing that's probably the only thing that I'm not 100% sold on for Lupin Ranger versus Pat Ranger is, I understand that they have to have guns as sort of their key, because it's just sort of tied into the Phantom Thief vibe, especially after Persona 5.
It's also something that Sentai used a lot in the 10s.
Yeah, but it's and obviously they can't make it look like a real gun. But their mecha is just so wild and crazy, and the mecha doesn't fit the theme as much for me. But
we do get a Christmas ultimate attack.
Yes, with the little creature. What does that do? What is a good striker?
Yeah.
I think Good Striker wears a Santa hat and beard.
Well, no, because you have that ultimate attack where like one's in the sleigh and one has like a reindeer hat on, and like it's I didn't get like, you know, actual Christmas suits, but I mean at least the they are all wearing hats at one Santa hats at one point in the mecha, and you get this cool like CGI ultimate attack with like one mecha driving a sleigh pulled by the other one with antler like play antler ears on. It was great. It was stupid in the best way possible. It's exactly what I want from a Christmas Sentai episode, and it delivers so much. I was honestly surprised because I was a little worried it wouldn't get that Christmassy,
and it did, and it got Christmassy without Santa. Like, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Because Santa's easy to I mean, and Santa could be great, obviously. Still love the Kaku Ranger episode we watched last week. Loved,
it's phenomenal. It's still S tier.
Yeah, loved X-Aid with the Santa costumes and all of that. But just having this entire episode, and we talked briefly two episodes ago about the KFC connection to Christmas in Japan and their special KFC buckets that they do for Christmas. And I half expected it to be about that, but they did a roast chicken, so it must not just be fried chicken. It's got to be all chicken. And you know what? I feel like I learned something, you know? I feel like I learned something about Japanese culture in a really weird way, just because, like, we don't think of chicken as a Christmas dish primarily. And it was such a big deal that they had to have chicken that it made me giggle and laugh, because it's like, this is what I wanted out of this stuff. I wanted and those specific traditions.
And there's an epilogue to that. So and this is obviously according to the wiki. So, like, you know, I'm not sure how accurate, you know, the impact is, but apparently this episode caused Japanese families to start switching from chicken dinners to salmon dinners for Christmas. Marketing campaigns for salmon Christmas dinners have been released by the Japanese government, many supermarket chains, and by 2021, a majority of citizens in Japan have claimed that they prefer a salmon Christmas dinner over a chicken dinner. Likewise, Salmon's Eat Salmon on Christmas line has become a really popular meme in the Super Sentai community.
Ah, oh, that's very, very wild. I
love that so much. I don't know how true it is, but I do love it.
It makes it seem like maybe this is part of a grander scheme across Japan to get rid of chicken at Christmas.
Like, you know what? That's possible, but
big salmon came a knocking at
I mean,
at Toei TV.
I mean, it's possible. I mean, you know, the salmon's certainly a large part of, you know, a lot of their dishes. But I'm also with, you know, Kyrie. Like, salmon's good. And I'll eat chicken. I'll eat salmon.
At the end of the episode, they have a big chicken dish in the middle, and everybody's got a plate of salmon around that table in that kindergarten. And the Christmas tree itself.
Well, there's not one kid chomping on a wing, though.
and the Christmas tree itself is covered in stuffed salmon. So it's like, I don't know. It's interesting.
I don't know. As someone who knows a lot more about this, please write in, because I was so charmed by that, and then charmed by finding out that has, like, it becoming a meme. That certainly makes sense. And I know that this show seem to, you know, get some attention. I mean, for me, when they announced it, I was like, oh good, a versus Ranger team situation. I've always wanted that. Like, it's why I was interested in the Psycho Rangers back in the day. But yeah, I don't think it gets the full kind of Christmas special magic that the Cocker Rangers special did. I think Cocker Rangers still at the top.
It's going to be very, very difficult to beat the Cocker Ranger episode.
I do think this is a very solid Christmas episode. It fulfills a lot of the narrative things that both Drew and I want. There was at least a Christmas like special move, and so that is fine. I know I'm not going to get Christmas suits all the time. I mean, that's fine.
To be fair, I believe they've already done a red and green
They have
the Lupin Ranger suit.
I think it was a Pat Ranger.
Oh, was it Pat Ranger that was red and green? Yeah, I think you're right.
I think so. Yeah, and that's what I was kind of hoping to see on in this episode. Even if they'd already done it before, just seeing it in a Christmas episode would, you know, be a lot for me. But I mean, Gokaiger did it, so I'm happy with that. But yeah, this, I mean, you know, we've only watched two episodes of Kamen Rider Christmas specials, but I mean, yeah, I'm with you. I mean, Super Sentai seems to be the ones that are that just get that understand the assignment.
Yeah. So let's final thoughts.
Oh, I mean, I love Gaim. I wish this was a Christmas episode. It just mentions Christmas. It's not a Christmas episode. I'm sorry. LVP. Love- I mean, this was a great Christmas episode. Like I said before, I don't think it's as strong as a Christmas special as the Cocker Ranger was, which kind of hurts my heart because I'm such an LVP loyalist. But I think this was very, very strong, very good Christmas episode. It's zany in all the right ways. Its heart's in the right place. So yeah, this is definitely a very good Christmas special. What about you?
I agree. The Gaim episode was a fantastic Gaim
absolutely
episode. Terrible Christmas episode.
Yes,
you know, can't be helped. But again, Lupin Ranger, the fact that it did that, it accomplished so much, gave us that little window into the Japanese view on Christmas.
Yes,
and also still managed to include one major story thread for the actual LVP series. Loved it. Fantastic. Doesn't top Cocker Ranger for me. Sorry. But it was great on both counts.
I also, when the green Pat Ranger is like confused, the Looper Rangers are helping out and they're like, yeah, we like chicken too.
Loved it. So yeah, with that said, gang, because we really only had one episode to talk about, coming in a little shorter today. Sorry. But we have some stuff planned, maybe a little sooner than we expected. Miles, what are we going to talk about for our very final Hohotoku episode?
Okay, so we're going to give Kamen Rider one more shot and go back to the very first original Kamen Rider series, which means it's going to be a lot easier for everyone else to watch along.
Yep.
This is, and kind of in a odd fashion, because, you know, in the modern shows, it's around the beginning of the series. This is episode 39 that aired December 25th, 1971, the first ever Christmas episode of the Kamen Rider series, entitled The Monster Wolfman's Big Murder Party.
I love original Kamen Rider so much.
I do too. It's so wild. It's so weird. I can't wait to watch it.
Before we talk about the next, what expectations do you have for this Christmas episode?
I think it's going to be far more violent than any Christmas special that we've watched before. I mean, these are obviously violent shows in that they have like combat, but I feel like this is going to be a little more visceral, like the Kamen Rider was before. I mean,
Kamen Rider had like, not really blood, but it had, you know, what amounted to attempts at blood and stuff like that.
I am hoping that we at least have a Christmas themed story. I don't know if it's going to be Christmas special, but I hope Christmas plays a major part of it.
We do know, based on one keyframe, that the Kamen Rider does go to a Christmas party, but
which is good enough for me.
is that the Wolfman's murder party? We don't know.
Then we're going to jump way forward to one of the most recent shows and watch the 41st episode of Dawn Brothers, Dawn 41, Santa Struggling. Now, according to the wiki, it's a two-part situation. I skimmed the second part. It didn't look like there's much Christmas going on. If Drew and I feel like it's necessary to do the second episode, we might, but we're likely just going to do episode 41, Santa Struggling. Drew loved Dawn Brothers.
It may be a two-part episode, but we're really focused on the Christmas right now.
Right. And I know you're excited to get back to the wacky world of Dawn Brothers.
I'm trying to keep myself in check, because part of what I loved about Dawn Brothers that we watched was just how bombastic the show was. And my hope is that the Dawn Brothers Christmas episode is as bombastic.
I want it to be the Cocker Rangers special, but like through a kaleidoscope.
I want to see Santa on a palanquin carried through the streets of Tokyo, that sort of thing.
And all I have to base on is the one still image is, which is of three of them in Santa Claus outfits. So at least I know that there is some Christmas going on.
We're gonna get something out of this episode. So that's it. Next week we're going all the way back to the very first Kamen Rider series and the very first Kamen Rider Christmas episode, and one of the most recent Super Sentai series, Dawn Brothers, to talk about theirs. So that's it for this week, gang. I cannot wait to talk to you. Hey, the next time you hear us, it might be on Christmas. You could be listening to us talk about these episodes on Christmas Day, because that's about when we're going to release this episode. Maybe we'll release it early so that you can, if you're traveling, you can throw it on in the car while you're driving to see family. That'll be fun, everybody.
Yeah.
Or just put it on at your Christmas parties, your family gatherings. We'll be happy to talk about Japanese superhero shows to your grandma, as she doesn't know what we're talking about. Or she does. We could make grandma a Super Sentai fan. I think we can do that. Miles?
I believe we can do it.
Yeah, let's do it, gang. So we will see you next week. In the meantime, if you would like to reach out to us, you can find us at a number of places, including themoreyounerd.com. That's our website that has this and every other episode going back into teenage years. We are that old of a show. I can't believe it. You can also message us at Blue Sky. They don't call them tweets. What do they call them? Skies?
Posts, I think.
They need a name. At The More You Nerd on Blue Sky. You can find us at facebook.com/TheMoreYouNerd. And of course, you can email us themoreyounerd@gmail.com. That's themoreyounerd@gmail.com. And one last thing, if you really want to talk to us, if you really want to get to know us better, go to cosmicrit.com. Cosmicrit's our other show that we do with the Starfinder role-playing game from Paizo. It's a lot of fun, and we have so many seasons of that with all of our friends doing cool tabletop RPG stories. It's awesome. Listen to it. But go to cosmicrit.com. In the upper right-hand corner, you're going to find a link to the Cosmic Crit Discord. Join that Discord, and you can talk to me and Miles all day while we are bored at work. So with that said, gang, see you next week. We end the show, as we always do, with a rousing
Nerd out. Tuner for y'all.